Her best friend, business partner, and fellow private investigator specialized in disguises, boasting a collection that would make even CSIS, Canadian Security Intelligence Service, jealous. Lana slid a hand under her wig and flapped it up and down, trying to cool herself off with a pathetic waft of warm summer air. She suspected it was the same wig she'd accidentally grabbed off Jackie's head in the self-defense course where they'd met. The memory made her laugh. Acting on instinct, Jackie had punched her in the jaw, and then, overcome with remorse, she'd collapsed on the floor, inconsolable. Her theatrics had made Lana smile for the first time since James had left. When she'd discovered Jackie was living on the streets, she'd offered her a place to stay, as much for her spirited company as for helping out someone in need. With Lana's help and encouragement, Jackie had turned her life around. And in return, she'd pulled Lana out of her James-induced depression and introduced her to the world of disguises. Unfortunately, Jackie hadn't warned Lana that this particular disguise might lead to death by melting in the heat of the summer sun. Sort of like last night at Carpe Noctem. Memories stirred. For an instant, she was back in the club, her nose buried in James's shirt, breathing in his clean, sharp scent. Safe and warm in the circle of his arms. And then she was 2 years in the past, lying on his chest, listening to the steady beat of his heart in the darkness, wondering if the deep tug on her soul was love. And then she was alone in her bed on a cold, gray, rainy morning, contemplating what she'd done wrong. No, she wasn't going back there. She was over him. Their meeting at Carpe Noctem had been a blip. It had to happen at least once. Vancouver was big, but not that big. With both of them in law enforcement, they were bound to end up following the same bad guy occasionally. She would move on, just like she had before. A flash of movement in front of the clubhouse caught her attention. She focused her binoculars on the door. Damn, rider and kickstand. No Rex, no James. Not that she wanted to see James. He would be a distraction in more ways than one. Lana waggled the wig again to create a light breeze around her neck. A red curl escaped. She glanced up in the rearview mirror to tuck it back in, and startled when a black leather jacket came into view. Seconds later, her door swung open, and a hand reached in and yanked her out of the car. Surveillance rule number 37. When threatened, run! Without even raising her head, Lana bolted. Heart pounding, lungs burning, she raced into the field. At least, she thought she did. As fast as she moved, her assailant was faster. Before she could take a step, his hand clamped down on her shoulder. He spun her around and pushed her against the car, trapping her with his body. Her heart pounded against her ribs. She brought her hands up between them to push him away, and her fingers fanned out over a broad expanse of hard muscle. Familiar.
Stop, Lana. I don't want to hurt you.
His voice was a cool caress over her heated skin. She'd heard that voice in her dreams. She'd heard that voice last night.
Good, then let me go.
She lifted her head, only to meet James's furious glare.
What are you doing here?
Airplane watching?
Airplane watching? You?
The incredulous look on his face almost made her laugh. Almost. Self-preservation held her amusement at bay. She could sense anger simmering beneath his skin, barely contained. Although he had never hurt her before, he was different now. Rougher, less controlled, more aggressive, potty-mouthed. She still hadn't figured out if he had officially joined the gang or if he was undercover, but she couldn't take a chance that his anger might turn to violence. Her father was an angry man, but he had nothing on Levi. And after a string of failed relationships, she no longer trusted men. Hell, she didn't even trust her own judgment. Folding her arms with feigned nonchalance, she leaned against her faithful Jetta and gave him a weak smile.
Sure, it's a new hobby.
James snorted a laugh.
You can't sit still long enough to drink a coffee. Do you really think I would believe you're into airplane watching? Dress like that?
She widened her eyes and shrugged.
I was worried I might bump into someone I know, and they might laugh at my new hobby. The thrash crowd isn't very forgiving of money.